a show ready to go.
Musical hound, breaking the bound, Canadian sound, the pride is found.
Straight to your ears, straight to your heart, shockingly new, we need a crash cart.
He's got the passion, he's got the mix.
He's got the tunes, he's got the picks.
Maritime feeling, very appealing.
Walking and reeling, your host Brian.
From Halifax, Nova Scotia, that was the lead track from the new Tia Thomason EP called Sweet Baby. That track is Sally, Sally, Be My Spirit Guide. Welcome to another edition of The Mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland, bringing you a full hour of great new Canadian music every week on Local 107.3 FM and localfm.ca, streaming for free online as always, and all across the nation thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Exchange and radioforall.net. That is the number 4 in the address there, where the show is available available for free syndication on campus community radio stations all across Canada. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you might be listening. And we're going to tell you about some pretty exciting stuff happening in St. John over the next hour of our show today. If you're listening from elsewhere in the country, take note. There's some pretty cool things happening in the Maritimes as always, but it's been a pretty busy summer of note as well. Really a pretty busy year in St. John, New Brunswick, and the Maritimes as a whole. There's been things that have happened in the past, such as buskers and Area 506 and Pride and many other things like that, and things happening anew, including some tall ships, Funny Fan Fest, Moonlight Bazaar. But the main thing we're talking about today is the Quality Block Party. This is version 1.2 coming up very soon on August 10th to the 13th, 2017. If you're listening to this live, it is the 8th of August, and we're joined in the studio today by Peter Rowan, who is busting a gut as he realizes the festival's 2 days away.
Yeah. Yes, yes, definitely.
And we had Peter on the show 2 times previously, but we're going to get less philosophical today and more into the straight details of the festival. You need everything you need to know, all the bands that are playing, and especially we're going to focus on some really cool all-ages shows that Local FM is presenting in sponsorship with the Quality Block Party at Locavore. And let's give the real brief elevator pitch if people are unaware of the Quality Block Party that we've been talking about.
Okay, Quality Block Party is an event that's centered around the uptown area of St. John. It's going to be in, I think it's 8 different venues this time. I think there's 19 different shows. That's not including Quality Hop, and there's a zine fair, and then there's also a workshop on the Sunday, bringing together this time close to 70 artists from around primarily New Brunswick, some from Nova Scotia, PEI, Quebec, Ontario, bringing everybody together to just celebrate the weirdness and wonderfulness of some great music and our wonderful location.
Right on.
That was the worst pitch ever.
No, best pitch. Get out there and check it out. All the details are online, of course, especially on Facebook. We're going to go through some of the schedule for you today, play lots of the artists, many of which you've heard on the show before, but some of which are new to me, some of which took some heavy scouring to find some music. So certainly some bands that are going to surprise, because you don't necessarily have a good sense of what they bring to the table, but they're in real fine company. And I trust the care and thought that has been put into putting this schedule together. So I'll kind of let you decide the flow here of how we're going to talk about these shows. There's a lot to talk about, as you mentioned, so many shows.
I guess I'm going to talk about the all ages and the location, and we're really excited that that we're able to with Local 107.3 to be able to use Locavore, which is a wonderful cafe that's right down off of Granite Lane on Canterbury, and they opened up a few months ago, sort of in the wake of the Real Foods closing, which was very sad, and then they came in and filled an amazing void. Wonderful people. Great little cafe, wonderful room, lots of open space and nice tables, and it's a great, great spot. And they have hosted a couple of events there, but not music. So this is the first time we're doing music, and it's literally an incredibly perfect place for an all-ages show. There's access. It's really the only accessible venue that exists in that uptown area. It's wheelchair accessible. There's washrooms that are wheelchair accessible. And it's set up in such a way that we're going to be able to, you know, we need some younger people to come out to the shows, and we would like to present some shows that a mom and dad with their kids can come out and see and feel like they're in a good spot. So we're very excited to be presenting these shows at Locavore. So we're going to do them Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, early in the evening, so that people can get, you know, those who need to get home in bed. Well, unfortunately not me. You know, the shows will be, you know, shows will start at 7, done by 10, sort of thing.
And yeah, there's some really cool artists on here, many of which I've had the opportunity to see, many of which I haven't, and also artists that I'd be really curious to see how they fit into a smaller, more relaxed coffee, literal coffee shop. Kind of vibe. So some pretty cool stuff there.
Yeah, that would mean that's part of the, like, it's nice. I think on every one of the shows, there really is somebody there who, you know, for the most part, if you were to see them, you would have to go into either a bar or a fairly big ticket show. You know, it's like, it's not, you know, so for us to, it was really thrilled that the sort of the three sort of, you know, name acts that are participating are all super enthusiastic about playing an all ages space. I mean, it's you get into the routine of playing bars. It's where you go. It's where you make your living. It's not by choice. So it's really great that we're able to present these shows. And I have to put a shout out to Factor, the Foundation to Assist Canadian Talent on Record, who are participating with us as a sponsor. It's a program that they run to help festivals get to be Factor recognized festivals, which means that we have to, you know, be doing educational elements and free elements and stuff like that. So they kicked in, which allows us to make sure that even though the events are free, pay what you can events, that everybody gets paid.
Right. Know? Yeah. Which is obviously the difficulty often in putting on all ages shows. That the hard part is getting the venues, and also once you get the venues, being able to pay the artists and not excluding your all ages audience from being able to pay to attend. So that's pretty important, obviously. Yeah,
absolutely.
So yeah, let's talk about these shows. Let's play some music from these artists. So the first show, as you mentioned, is on Thursday, August 10th, and it features Penny Blacks, Sebastian Fleet, and Womb to Tomb.
Yeah.
All artists that you're probably familiar with in different levels, and people that are kind of like up and coming very much, except for Penny Blacks, who obviously have a pretty strong stable within St. John. But tell us a little bit about those artists.
Well, I've met through the St. John community. I met Jillian Wong from Womb to Tomb, and was just, you know, super impressed by you know, like, just the nature of the personality and everything that they were doing. And she said, you know, they were in a band and with her sister, and we just sort of wanted to try to, you know, again, reach out a little bit in the communities. I mean, to not just be dumb rock and roll, which is, you know, primarily what a festival is, you know, like there's no way around it. So it was great. And they wanted to have them involved and thought, you know, they're really good fit for the, sort of the all ages show, kick things off, and then Sebastian Fleet, Seb's, you know, super talented and kind of flying a little bit under the radar, you know, I think in some ways, certainly someone who has the potential to succeed fairly far beyond these shores, I think, if he keeps at it, and certainly seems to be working towards that. And then the Penny Blacks, I mean, it's just, they're great. I think they've got a new record coming out pretty soon or in the works. And, you know, everybody in the band is a staple of the scene here. Like, you know, they all play in multiple bands. You know, it's like it was really, to me, is awesome that they would, you know, I mean, it's kind of how they sort of, some of them, you know, they make part of their living, and, you know, they're more than happy to take a flyer on a, yeah, we'll give you a few bucks, to, you know, come and play, the, you know, for the kids and open up our festival. And then Clinton has to like race up from there,
right?
Because he's playing a solo set at the Five and Dime. Like it was like, can I make it? It's like 30 feet. We can crawl this far.
Yeah. Well, so let's play some tunes from these artists, and then we'll come back and talk about the show on Friday. Some of this music hard to find, which makes it pretty exciting as well. Don't always have a great sense of what's happening out there. Womb to Tomb has some covers on SoundCloud from about 2 years ago that you can find. So I'm sure they're working on some pretty exciting stuff that might be coming out soon. I didn't realize that Sebastian had put out an album in December.
I know.
It's on Spotify, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. It's a really cool record. I'm looking forward to giving it a full listen as well before this show. But you can go and find that. It was also produced by Grant Heckman, another well-rounded musician, staple in St. John. And then we'll play some Penny Blacks. As you mentioned, they put they're putting out a new album in the very, very near future. At one point, it was supposed to come out a couple months ago, but right. I do have hope that it will be out before the year is out. I'm under the impression that it is it's on the way. And then we'll also hear some tracks from their previous EP, Moleskine Weather, which came out in early part of 2016, I believe. This is a track from Womb to Tomb called Meat and Bones.
Thank you. Killers dropping there, cold stares into paper shredders.
Kingpin girl, if this is a popcorn, keep on chopping juicy pulp, then I dress the Harlequin See what that collecting is. See what that collecting. If this is a pop call, keep on chilling, juicy Paul. Then I dress a harlequin. See what that collecting. Back from the dead. Keep on banking unmasked heads. I'm growing out my curls. Keep them happy, my king and girl. Keep them happy, my king and girl. Keep them happy, my king and girl.
That was Sebastian Fleet from St. John, New Brunswick, with a track called Kingpin Girls. Before that, we heard from Penny Blacks from their Moleskine Weather EP. Abby Smith sneezing first thing. No, it still heard you. Too bad. I'm blowing your cover.
It's me. I'm back.
Abby rolled in the studio here, fresh from Sappy Fest, full of vigor and energy, ready to go, literally exploding at the seams. And we also heard a really cool track from Womb to Tomb, Meat and Bones. That's like the first time anyone's properly used the cough button, and I still ruined it for you.
That's okay. I'm just a really sniffly, like, phlegmy person, and Sappy Fest didn't help, so this interview is going to be pretty damp on my part.
Thanks for joining us here. You're listening to The Mixtaper, talking about the Quality Block Party, with a particular focus on these really cool all-ages pay-what-you-can shows happening at Locavore Cafe, and that is from August 10th to 13th this year. The Quality Block Party happening, and as we mentioned at the start of the show, there's 19 shows, over 60, nearly 70 bands, maybe, and you keep adding, your guys are really bad at saying no, so maybe it'll go to like 100.
No, I actually several times over the last week have actually just said no.
Good for you.
No, and it, you know, and
Peter has passed through a physical barrier and where he can only say no to people now.
Pretty much.
So let's get back into chatting about some of these shows. So we mentioned and played from Penny Black, Sebastian Fleet, and Womb to Tomb, who are playing on Thursday, August 10th, 2017. And now we're going to talk about the show happening on Friday, August 11th. So tell us about Ski Team, John McKeel, and Jamie Como.
Well, I'm going to jump in here. First of all, if I just make sure everybody knows that Locavore is at 34 Canterbury Street. So it's right by Picaroons. It's an interesting, you know, it's a really beautiful little cafe. It's very interesting in that it is a cafe that is actually attached to an establishment called Picaroons, and which allows for the ability of adults to someone who's above the age of 19 to go and enjoy themselves as well. And so it's kind of a neat set. So it's a really interesting setup that we're able to do the all ages shows at. So Jamie Como, I mean, I just met Jamie like a month ago, and he just kind of like, he just kind of like was all sort of around, and then all of a sudden I discovered he was making music, and then he was working at Locavore, and then he's been really busy putting out music and playing. And he put together this awesome playlist, like on his own. He just went and put together like 50 of the bands that are playing the festival. So they've been playing that a little bit at Locavore. And he's sort of like a pretty cool one-man band sort of vibe. I'm excited to see him. I thought the record, the EP that he put out was pretty cool. Ski Team, who are closing the night, kind of an art project, and started off as an art project. It was they were thrown together. The original version was thrown together. You know how they do those things where you take a bunch of musicians and you throw them in a bag, and then a band comes out. So they did this about a year ago in Fredericton. I think probably through the Shifty Bits Cult or through Flourish, Flourish Fest. They sponsored one of these, and so Ski Team came out of it. Sophie Bartholomew, who is a multidisciplinary artist, is sort of the head of the project. They played here a couple months ago, I guess a month or so ago, and it was really rad. It's great to see these interesting people, not necessarily in their first. Chris Giles plays guitar in it, although he's an accomplished guitar player. A lot of the people in it are just kind of getting their, you know, starting to be in bands and different levels, and you could see there was a real awesome level of commitment to it. And it was really cool. I was excited to see them, and I'm really thrilled that they're playing. And I think they're an interesting band for a lot of ways. And then John McKeel, I'm so excited. I really seriously. I mean, I work in music. I work in tons. I don't listen to a whole bunch of stuff because I'm working with it all the time, and I really don't find most stuff. You know, there's a lot of good stuff. There's very little great stuff out there. That new John McKeel record is just like, that is my record of the year. By nothing is even going to come close to touch it. I don't care. It's just amazing. So it's amazing that John's coming to play. I'm thrilled that he's able to do an all-ages show. We tried to get the band here, but it proved to be impossible at this point in time. So, because we were trying to not bring people back doing exactly the same thing, it was great to be able to program John into this all-ages show. And come and see this man. He's like one of the most amazing, he's really an amazing, talented musician and an incredible person. And I love you, John McHugh.
Right on. Well, let's play some tunes from these folks, and then we'll tell you about the last all-ages show happening this week, and then get into some of the further nitty-gritty details. You're tuned into The Mixtape. Here is John McKeel, Peter's Crush, with the lead track from his new, it is a really great album. It's called Memorial 10 Kent. We've heard it on the show before. This is a track called Boss.
What? Sunday's mass wonders with you. Nights have squandered, times have pondered the truth. Oh, I've seen the dark side, I've seen the rushing tide. I've got their thoughts, I guess they were always mine. We are one in the same, the bodies will divide. Lay my bones in my grave, my soul can rise.
From his debut EP, you can find it on Bandcamp. Go and check it out. Listen to all those tunes. That was a track called Left Behind by Jamie Como from that EP, which is entitled About Face. And he's playing with John McKeel and Ski Team on August 11th, 2017 here in St. John, New Brunswick at a really cool all-ages pay-what-you-can show at Locavore Cafe on Canterbury Street. We told you about Penny Black, Sebastian Fleet, Womb to Tomb playing on August the 10th. And on August 12th, it is Julie Dwaron, T. Thomason, and Den Mother. Quite the trio for sure.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing three people, right? You know, like really sort of an interesting representation of the talent here in the Maritimes.
Yeah, especially just they're all pretty disparate in terms of genre. So yeah, yeah. It'll run the gamut. It'll be pretty fun.
And I think, you know, like really it's important, you know, part of doing these all ages shows is it's important that people get to see people they recognize in themselves, not necessarily, you know, not as performers, but someone that they can identify with. And that's the challenge with, you know, with programming this whole event, you know, when we're in a fairly, you know, singular kind of environment, to make sure that you're reaching out there to bring in as many communities as possible and so that everybody can come in. I want people to come down, and like you, most people probably haven't heard of Den Mother and see what this lady's doing. And Julie, you know, Julie's been doing this for a long, long time. And, you know, it's amazing that someone who has accomplished so much, much, still feels the need to come and do all ages things and to do these sorts of events that it's important to her that she, you know, represents, so that somebody who, you know, somebody can go and see. It's not complicated what Julie does, and yet it has an ability to, it really resonates with a lot of people, and so I'm pretty excited about that. And T is amazing. That's a great person, and you know, I'm pretty keen to, we really wanted to have them involved in the festival, and it took a little bit of shoehorning.
Yeah, well, he originally was going to play with his four-piece band, but I think it's just the two of them now that are coming down. But it's still going to be great, and a lot of fun. Like, you played something from his album earlier. I think that that's going to be a really interesting show. And he's also personally really excited to play with Julie.
Yeah, that's one of the funny things. I've known and worked with Julie for like 25 years or something like that, right? And, you know, it is, I'm slightly inured to her charms. But it's awesome sometimes when you know, and some people, it's like, you know, for playing, I told Aaron from Rote the way the programming, it was like, oh, I found an opener for your show at Five and Dime. And she's like, because I asked her to close the show. I really wanted them to close. I wanted them to close that particular show. And I was like, you okay? John McKeel's going to open up for you, eh? And she's like... And I think that's, you know, that it's important to do things like that so that people, you know, we've probably talked about this before, that people see what they need to aspire to and what they can do. Like what John McKeel does and what Julie does and what the Penny Blacks do is not they got to where they are through hard work and desire and belief in themselves, and anybody can do that.
Right on. And for me, Julie is like the same as B.A. Johnson, where I've seen them 20 times and I'd watch them 20 more times.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be a different fun show every time. So we're talking about the Quality Block Party again. It's happening in St. John from August 10th to the 13th, 2017. We've got about 10 minutes. The floor is yours. Give us all the details about anything that you think people need to know about that is happening as a part of the festival.
Well, one thing that we're really excited about is this time around we're offering some workshops on the Sunday. So there is an all ages show going on at Taco Pica that day from 12 to 10?
Two to ten.
And so there's like, so there'll be lots of musical programming that day for anyone of all ages. But if you want to take a little break and maybe get some learning in, we will have three workshops at Port City Royal. And one of them is Casey Wilcox, who is also organizing our zine and print expo, is going to be giving a little workshop on the history of zine making. And I'm really excited about that because it's interesting to like think about mediums in like a Canadian context, and I think that's what she's going to be focusing on. And another workshop that I'm really excited about is Gloria Halverson. She's going to give a workshop kind of like a little bit more personal, talking about transitioning in the scene and what it means to be a musician, be a sound tech, be a trans woman, and how like that went for her, and kind of like tips and tricks for doing it yourself.
Which is always an important conversation, but especially this week, because we should also mention it's also St. John Pride.
It is, yeah. Week, so. And also, if anyone's interested, the Quality Block Party will have a little team marching in the parade, so you're welcome to come join. I'm going to dress ridiculously.
crawling in the parade is probably going to be more... I hope it's a very slow progression.
Yeah, that's true.
And so Casey's doing hers at 1 p.m. on the Sunday at PCR, and Gloria's is at 3, mm-hmm. And at 2, Sarah Jones, a local, fairly renowned artist, is doing. She's just started a great new gig here in St. John, working through ArtsLink, and it's a business, sort of an artist in business capacity building sort of job.
It's like an accelerator program.
Exactly. Mm. So she's going to give, at 2 o'clock, she's going to give a workshop on 5 business tips for artists. And I assure you, I have been doing this for 25 years plus. I will be there at 2 o'clock because I know that I'm going to learn some amazing, you know, some really important things that are very simple and not complicated and something that everybody should do. So it's essentially strategies for the entrepreneurial minded artist or those seeking to become so. So those are three workshops that we're doing. We're pretty excited about that. Again, Factor contributed to our ability to be able to do that. And then Saturday, okay, so I'm going to jump back a day. Saturday afternoon, we're doing the Quality Hop again, which is, again, free all ages programming that's going to be happening from 2:00 in the afternoon right through to actually like almost 7:00. And that's going to be happening at various locations on Germain Street.
We have Brick City, Heartbreak Boutique, Backstreet Records, of course.
Yeah.
Exchange on Germain.
That's correct.
And
Elwood's,
and, of course.
And one other one, which I'm really excited about. Rogue.
Oh, Rogue Coffee. Yeah, keep forgetting because we're gonna tuck someone into that alley.
Right. Rogue's hopefully gonna be open in time. That's the Mike Duncan, mm-hmm. Mike and Vanessa Duncan's new space, and again, amazing usage of this, of these, you know, they've gone in there and they put in these beautiful benches and, you know, like flower pots. And it's really pretty cool. I'm pretty excited. And I'm just going to pull up the schedule here so I can tell people where they need to be at that time. So it starts at 2:00. And so the first set is at Brick City, which is SHR, whose full name I'm not going to bother making it difficult for somebody down the room, but a punk rock troubadour guy's been around for quite a bit and plays a lot of shows. So he's going to play at the Brick City at 2:00, I believe. Around 2:30, Russell Lowder is going to be in the house at the Heart Attack Boutique.
Heartbreak Boutique.
Right. Heart Attack Boutique, right?
That's Rogue Coffee. Yeah,
that place is about to open.
Brent Mason's going to play at 3:00 at the Exchange. Sam Salmon at Elwood's at 3:30. The Morticia Project, which is this amazing instrumental surf project, that's going to be at Rogue Coffee. And then Backstreet Records is going to start up around 5:00. And it's the Jerry Fay. Oh, and by the way, Motherhood's going to play a free all-ages show. Oh, and by the way, Construction and Destruction are going to play there as well. So these are, free all-ages programming. And it's really, I used to have a record label called DTK Records, which was stolen from Johnny Thunders album called Dressed to Kill, like a something other. And jokingly, people call it Doing It to the Kids, because it was like, anyways, we're trying to do this for the kids. Like, we're trying to do these all ages shows for people with children and with kids, and to come out and see these amazing, talented people. And it's free.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, the like all ages scene, I think, in St. John, because there's not a lot of opportunity for teenagers to see musicians, and really just like a lot of events in St. John end up being 19 plus just because of our like limited venues. So I mean, like, it's pretty impressive. Like, the kids get really creative with like trying to see shows. And that photo that Jerry Fay posted of all the teenagers sitting outside of Callahan's, they just want to hear music. I remember Chloe O'Brien saying at an event that, like, you know, she's like, we don't want to break any rules, but we do really want to see music. So that's what we really want to focus on with Quality Block, because the energy's there, and that's how you make more musicians, basically. This is a musician factory.
Well, it's true. I mean, and we've talked, when you talk about what this, we talk about renewable resources in the Maritimes, and, you know, like, so much of our business model here in the Maritimes and in St. John in particular is based on non-renewable resources, you know, and we have the ability here to really nurture, the export that goes away and comes back all the time, right? Mm-hmm. So it's really important that we develop that, because it's actually the clean, you know, it's like, it is actually truly clean energy. It's truly a renewable resource. And it's something that actually, when you can get someone to actually look at the numbers, in terms of investing in culture versus investing in deforestation or pumping oil somewhere, the return on the dollar in culture is mind-blowing. So we have to work hard to demonstrate that. I mean, the province of New Brunswick kicks in a certain amount of money towards the, you know, the musical, you know, endeavors in the in New Brunswick, and it's not insignificant, but it's been the same amount for 20 years, and you know, it's a challenge to demonstrate this, is to demonstrate how much bang for a buck, you know, you get for a dollar invested in culture versus a dollar invested in you know, deferring someone's taxes for 20 years, you know, say, for an example.
Just hypothetically.
Just hypothetically. You know. Say someone was going to defer all their tax money for, say, 20 years, and then when they actually were forced to pay the taxes, say they were able to then devalue their project by $1 billion. I think that there's a better investment for the dollar, and it's part of our responsibility to demonstrate that to all levels of the government.
I also wanted to mention, of course, that the one thing that happens sometimes with the all ages show is that people, it literally means all ages, so don't think that this is just a show for the youth, because you know the youth, their disposable income isn't as strong, obviously, as the adults. So when we think of all ages shows, that literally, it means what it's called all ages because that's what it is. It means all ages.
Every age is welcome.
Break it down more simply than that. But make sure you come out to these shows if you're alive.
Yeah. Did I mention that Locavore is right next door to Picaroons? If you're not familiar with Picaroons, they're in New Brunswick, a brewery, and they're one of our, they've been, you know, they're a big part of what we've been able to do. Through the festival, huge supporters. Matt Fitzpatrick, just like the last festival, I've never seen anybody work harder in my life and be so positive about, you know, about the event. And that's part of what we've captured here. There's an incredible amount of positiveness about what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish here and what we're trying to accomplish together. There's a group of us who are sort of spearheading this, but this is like, you know, it takes a
village.
It takes a village, and it's a fairly dysfunctional village, but it's still an awesome village.
It's our village.
It's our village. I have to. I didn't mention on Saturday. I know. I hope you're gonna. Did I leave you enough time to play a track? Yeah,
we're good.
I'm really excited about Den Mother. Again, I've been doing this for a long time, and she's phenomenal. And it's a really interesting. As part of the, one of the things that struck me about when I saw her. I'm used to seeing singer-songwriters. It's a fairly traditional way that people get into the industry, you know, and it's like, oh, it's a singer-songwriter. Oh boy, you know, you hear a lot of them. I saw Den Mother, Charles Harding, and Dan Chamberlain. They were involved in a show in Fredericton, and it was amazing because it was revelatory to me, because essentially she's a singer-songwriter. Except her instrument is not acoustic guitar. It's computers and laptops and loops. And I was just flat out blown away. Like, just like, holy smokes. So I was really wanted to make sure that she was able to participate in the All Ages show. And she's also going to be at, she's playing the PCR, right?
Yep, she's playing at Port City Royal. We have a lot of like really fun, weird electronic stuff going on at that venue. And we didn't, we're just really excited to bring them into the quality block also, because they were the host of the Zine and Print Expo last time around. But it's going to be exciting to just put some really weird music in there.
Yeah, and they seem excited. I mean, again, that's part of it. Everybody's, most participants are really excited to be part of it. You know, like that, and it's nice to be able to get that response from people, and you know, say, hey, would you be interested in it? Like, yes, please, we really want to be part of this. And you know, our challenge is to, you know, pull this off this time, have it be as much fun or close to as much fun as the last one, and you know, set ourselves up to do some more cool stuff down the road. We're going to present quality block shows at Pop Montreal. We're going to present an all-ages crazy show in Halifax with the Halifax Pop Explosion, an all-ages show at the North End Library. It's going to be like 10 bands, a couple of venues, real multi-genre, just a real sort of real collage. It's interesting. Halifax is dealing with some things that we're not dealing with right now. It's a very divisive community, and we are at this point now. We have a very, very complementary community that's really working hard together. And so we're going to try to bring some of our quality block love and try to make sure that we really, you know, bring in the people from Uniac Square and you know, sort of all these different communities and try to do something pretty awesome there. And then we're also going to be doing Claude's house in Moncton.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. So we're basically out of time, but thanks to you guys so much for coming on the show again, and definitely make sure you get out there in St. John this week from August 10th to 13th, 2017. Perhaps you're listening in the future. It's all over, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for what's happening in the future. And thanks so much for tuning in again. Thanks to all of our fine sponsors and airing partners all across Canada. Thanks to the NCRA and the Community Radio Exchange. You're hearing this show on over a dozen campus community radio stations across Canada. These are some cool things happening in our community. Come and visit, check them out, and see what is happening in your own community for arts and culture as well. And we're going to hear a track from Den Mother from Blood, a Memoir, 2016. This is Chapter 4, Cold Hands. This has been another episode of The Mixtape.